Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. Well, I'm really, really pleased to be able to do this, and that is to bring you two of the bravest people that I know, truly. And both of them have both put their careers and their lives on the line to bring you and share with you truth. And I'm very, very pleased to welcome to the program Zach Voorhees and Ryan Hartwig. Zach, of course, is the Google whistleblower, and Ryan is the Facebook whistleblower. And I want to welcome both of you. Gentlemen, thank you for being here today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
All right, I pose this to you as we kind of warm up, but how important is it, and what would you say to those? Because I'm sure that there are people listening right now, as well as people listening right now that may have friends that are caught up in this, in a situation where their company is engaged in manipulation. And it is detrimental to the well-being of our country, of our citizens here in the United States of America and the world. Take turns, if you would. What would you say to those folks to encourage them as to why it's so important to come out and talk about some of these things that are being hidden? And I'm not talking about, you know, trying to expose a CEO because they voted for Donald Trump or they support traditional values like the radical left. I'm talking about misrepresenting things that violate a public trust.
I guess I'll start. There's a lot of companies that are doing misdeeds, and you know, Project Veritas helps whistleblowers. Unfortunately, they can't help all the whistleblowers because I'm sure they get thousands and thousands of tips every day. I think at the most basic level, even if you don't work for one of those companies, I mean, even if you're being forced to take the vaccination at work, like make a stand, take a stand against that, file a, you know, some kind of legal complaint, find an attorney. But for those that do see a lot of bad things going on, it's vital that you reach out, that you take action.
Yeah, you know, and there's the thing is that you're on one side of the wall and you're looking out and you're like, this is really evil. And you want to cross over that because you feel so guilty about participating in the system that's causing, you know, destruction of our culture and the breakdown of our fabric. And, you know, there's whistleblowers on the inside that want to desperately tell the story of what's going on, and they should, because it's good for the soul for them to be able to do that. And once they cross over to the other side, what they're going to find is that their soul is at peace because they are no longer silent. They're no longer complicit with the system. They are now acting against it and for a human system. That respects sovereignty. And that's not what we have right now. We've got this weird machine that has sort of risen overnight, and it's claiming as its lunch human lives and dignity. And that's what this vaccine is. It's literally claiming people's lives. And the government and the media are engaging in a cover-up of just how dangerous this vaccine is. And, you know, you only to live once, you only get to prove your bravery once. And if you have that calling, answer it. And you'll never regret it in your life. I'm living proof.
And talk to me. I mean, you know, you guys worked, I know each of you worked for a season, you know, at one of you at Facebook, and you watch, Ryan, you watch the culture there. I know that Zach's going to have to take off here in just a few minutes to catch a flight, so I'm going to give him the first kind of open mic shot at talking about this. But talk about some of the things that you were watching that as you looked at them, Zach, you said, you know, I can't just sit by and watch this any longer.
Yeah, well, it was the company that I had loved, Google. It's great. It was great until Donald Trump won the election, and the censorship and the shadow banning and all the glitches that they claimed existed but only affected one side. You know, all of that made me realize that I couldn't be complacent, because what this company was doing was impacting the entire country and its culture and its discourse. And you see that right now with Facebook and the whistleblower testimony. I know there's a lot of people that are like, hey, that whistleblower is fake or whatever. The testimony that she gave 2 days ago was quite amazing and a really rare insight into algorithmic governance. And people, this is being built, and you have a choice to be able to, you know, roll it back, set it back, halt it, or be complicit with the system. And that's a choice that you have to make on an individual level. And if they make the right choice, then in a way there's a salvation, because you realize that you're not part of that machine anymore. You're standing on the outside.
Is there a moral, equation in this, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned the word moral and kind of tagging onto the testimony from Frances Haugen, the Facebook whistleblower from this week. She said that Facebook is morally bankrupt. Morals are important. I mean, you need to understand that there are good things in the world and bad things. Now, is Facebook trying to clean up the internet and make the world a better place? You could argue they are, but at the same time, the law that they're using, the Section 230, the laws they've been authorized to use to restrict free speech, are being misconstrued and misinterpreted. So Facebook is going beyond the law. They're breaking the law by doing what they're doing because they're not there to improve the content of what's on Facebook. They cannot create or improve the content. So they are, yeah, they're going out of the scope of what was the law was designed for.
And they should have no immunity at all. I mean, at this point, they're just so blatantly censoring people that it's like, how do they have Section 230 at all? Like, a judge should rule that they're infringing on Section 230 and strip away their immunity shield. You know, and I agree with Ryan. Like, what they're doing right now with all the censorship is you know, illegal and wrong, and it shouldn't happen. Like, we should be able to sue them for all the things that they're doing. And now with this Francis Hagan who's testifying, you know, it's clear that the deep state solution to this is that they want to grab more power. And they want to put it into the hands of the government so they can regulate not just Facebook, everyone online.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to do, because right now what's happening is that people are getting ready to go big time. And Getter, I'm looking at you. They're looking to get 30 million, you know, customers probably in the next year. And what these regulations are designed to stop is people like Getter that are trying to give competition using the free market to these entrenched big tech corporations like Facebook.
Well, wouldn't they also, pardon me for interrupting, but wouldn't they also give a company like AWS, which essentially controls as much as 60% of the internet and is actually providing the digital space to a lot of these? I mean, it's the reason Parler was deplatformed. Frank had problems with platforming. Getter has its own potential conflict in the sense that at some point, they could run into an issue, and especially if a law like this goes through, that gives companies like an AWS or a Google or whoever it is that owns kind of the background, if you will, the backdrop, the rental space that's available, the ability to clamp down further. Am I misreading that, or does that make sense?
I mean, it makes total sense. Yeah, they want to clamp down further, and they want to be immunity. And if you look at Frances and what she was saying in the testimony to Congress, what she was saying is that Facebook should be granted more immunity. They want algorithmic immunity so that they can do their AI governance and not face any potential lawsuits about what's fair or unfair or whatever. Because the way that they're going to make that legal is that Facebook, in turn, opens up its algorithms and feeds it to an oversight committee. That's what they want. And if you're not doing that, then you don't get the immunity and people can sue you for whatever it is that they want to sue you for. And let me tell you, the deep state could probably come up with a reason for you to get sued. And this is where we're at. They're literally trying to shut the door behind them so that people can't escape these censoring big tech platforms and,
right,
you know, migrate to the next thing. You know, they don't, the deep state does not want Facebook to go the way of MySpace. And now they're going to do it by law.
Well, and we have a situation as well, and I know, you know, that in the public discourse, it becomes this issue of, oh, you know, Pastor Greg, look, you need to stop with your morality stuff and stop forcing morality on people. But, gentlemen, isn't there a morality that's being forced? Zach, you came on my program and talked about the fact that you felt as though there were two entities that were driving Google, atheists and what you refer to as transneurotics. Isn't that a form of morality? And Ryan, you've shared with me before about, you know, the kind of worldview that Facebook holds. I mean, that's kind of what you are talking about. What's behind the mask is how they are trying to manipulate. So it's there is a morality that's being forced upon us, but they want to argue that if I bring up morality, that, oh no, you know, biblical morality can't be a part of the equation. Gentlemen?
Yeah, so they're talking about, in the testimony, they're talking about public safety, and we have big tech, you know, employees lecturing us on public safety. We need to make the internet safe for people. Well, the internet's never going to be safe for humanity. let's just start with that. And so, you know, they're trying to say, oh, well, the teenagers are at risk. It's dangerous for teens. Well, you know, it's not Facebook's job to save society. It's not a government's job to save society. And so my question is, where are the parents of those, you know, Instagram teenagers who are using the app too much? This comes down to basic parenting. So once again, the government and or Facebook are trying to usurp the you know, traditional roles of the family and society, and all in the name of public safety. So, yeah, the internet's never going to be safe. They're trying to co-opt and use that as rationale to get more control. And they're trying to lecture us on morality when they're the ones who've, you know, been stealing our data for years and years, profiting off of us, making billions off of our data, because we are the product that Facebook and Google uses.
Yeah, it's really horrific. I know Zach's got to jump and get boarded. I don't know if he's already left, or are you still there?
I'm still here, Pastor.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. Well, I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be with us as you're getting ready to jump on the plane. And any final thoughts you have? And then, Ryan, you and I are gonna come back right after this break and talk about that testimony that happened yesterday, and then Zuckerberg's public message that he put out. But final thoughts as you're getting ready to have to leave us at.
Yeah, you know what? It's all about this Facebook whistleblower, you know, quote unquote, that is going through. And I mean, it looks like we're in the middle of a media influence operation. It looks like they're going to use this woman to try to establish this oversight panel. And I wouldn't be surprised if she ended up running it in some capacity, right? Like she's pretty competent. She's brainwashed, but she's competent. And a regulatory over, and that's what she wants to do, is that she wants to change Facebook and she wants to lead it better. And, you know, we need to, you know, pay attention to that and fight back against that, because the target isn't Facebook. The target is all the other people that would challenge Facebook. And if we keep that in mind, we know that the free market system is how we fix this problem, which is the reason why they're trying to go after it right now.
All right. Thank you, Zach, for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it. Don't go anywhere, folks. Ryan Hartwig is back. Ryan, you know that Facebook culture. We'll talk about your experience with that, and I'd like you to unwind some of the things that we heard, and maybe you can talk a little bit about where there are, oh, maybe there was just a slight shift perhaps yesterday in some of what was said not being accurate. Back after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Ryan Hartwig, the Facebook whistleblower. You can find him at ryanhartwig.org, ryanhartwig.org. In the testimony that was given yesterday, and the Facebook whistleblower was Frances Haugen, it's interesting. She appeared on CBS's 60 Minutes and then apparently had a congressional hearing already ready to go within 48 hours. And this is what you were alluding to, Ryan, when you were saying, gee, it's interesting. I mean, I don't have somebody who is choreographing you know, what happened with me, right? I mean, you, James O'Keefe, yeah, you went to James. Go ahead, talk about it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I went public about 15, 16 months ago, and I still don't have a publicist, and I've done over 160 interviews. So it's kind of just sink or swim. But I didn't have that choreographed like she did. You know, the instant she went public, she had her website up now, and she has a Wikipedia page. She has a blue check mark on Twitter. And so it must be great to have, I don't know, all that funding, or I don't know who's funding her, but we know that she's working with Bill Burton, who's a Democrat operative. I clearly don't have any Republican operatives or even our publicists working for me. So yeah, it does kind of call into question like how orchestrated it was. And I've never been asked to testify in Congress, although my evidence was used for a criminal referral to the DOJ against Mark Zuckerberg, through Congressman Matt Gaetz. But yeah, I mean, the testimony, you know, the 60 Minutes thing, it's really not that damning. Mostly what she said was, of course, the left's going to jump all over this, that, you know, Facebook didn't do enough to prevent January 6th. And so, look, we need, she's arguing for more censorship.
Right.
That's really not a bad thing for Facebook. They want to do that. Right now, that's their job. They make a lot of money doing that.
Yep.
So this is going to benefit Facebook. So how can you be a whistleblower if what you're saying actually benefits Facebook?
And the goal here is to continue, but now in a much more out in your face way, their partnership with DHS, FBI, and DOJ, who have openly admitted, and this is from Conservative Treehouse, but basically, folks, they're going after us. If you are a conservative, if you are a Christian, if you are espousing constitutionalism, if you are espousing biblical beliefs, you are now at the top of the list, and social media now is going to come after you with the blessing of the government. That's not free speech nor freedom of religion. The First Amendment is being destroyed before our eyes.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.